They. Speaking of fire, it's time to make shit s'mores. So grab a dead nigger and shove it onto the end of a spick. We're going to roast some nigger s'mores around the campfire.
Roast that filthy nigger. Roast it on the end of a spick.
Turn both the nigger spick into ash. Collect it all up and throw it back in the trash.
Roast that filthy nigger. Roast it on the end of a spick.
Brown or black, it'll taste like shit. Toss it in the fire when you're done. Don't eat it. Gather around the campfire, my white brothers. The moon man is here. And while we wait for the others, get the wheelbarrow, the one with all the sticks. Pass them around. Tonight these sticks will be sticks. It's time we relax after a long day of killing them niggers and wetbacks. How about we start grilling them? The fire's burning hot. Kikes make great firewood. It'll cook the shit skins the way a deep fryer would. First the skin shrivels up, then it turns to black. Listen close as the shit skins snap, pop, and crack. Put on your gas mask, you'll need it in a minute. Fire brings out the shit skin smell like nobody's business, especially from a nigger, so hold it far away unless you want to smell like campfire nogs the next day. With that in mind, sit back, relax, enjoy the night, and roast your nigger to show your thanks that you're white.
Roast that filthy nigger. Roast it on the end of a spick.
Turn both the nigger spick into ash. Collect it all up and throw it back in the trash.
Roast that filthy nigger. Roast it on the end of a spick.
Brown or black, it'll taste like shit. Toss it in the fire when you're done. Don't eat it. Who's got a scary story? Anyone? No matter. I have one for you that'll make your bones clatter. Once upon a time, a nigger ran for president. He won by 7.2, then 3.9%. The scariest part of that one is that it's real, and we've had to put up with 8 years of this ordeal. But enough of that, let's carry on this tradition of mine in celebration of the final solution. There are plenty of dead niggers to go around. If you want to cook another, just grab it from the mound. Cooking niggers is better when they don't make a sound. Their chimp howls make me want to put myself underground. Thankfully I always have a gun to shut them up, or a knife if I'm in the mood to cut them up. So many ways to kill a filthy fucking nigger every day. The nigger death toll just gets bigger.
Roast that filthy nigger. Roast it on the end of a spick.
Turn both the nigger spick into ash. Collect it all up and throw it back in the trash.
Roast that filthy nigger. Roast it on the end of a spick.
Brown or black, it'll taste like shit. Toss it in the fire when you're done. Don't eat it. Looks like the fire's starting to die out. Throw in some more juice and keep it going. Hey Cloud Man, you got any more gasoline? Go ahead and use it on the leftover spicks. We'll be right back.